16 mobile training units, or MTUs, across the state provide officers required training on law updates, use of force, mental health awareness, and officer wellness. Traffic ticket fines fund the training. An overhaul of the law let judges waive some fines and fees based on income. The change that went into effect last July is supposed to be a reform. It has also led to a drastic shortfall in training funds for MTUs and police academies. Brian Fangel heads the Central Illinois Police Training Center at the Illinois Central College Peoria campus.
Basically, the MTUs were told, hey, no more classes, look at your staff. If you need to lay off people, if you need to cut classes, do so. You're in emergency mode right now.
This MTU includes the only virtual reality police training setup in downstate Illinois. Trainers test officer responses to active shooter situations and other scenarios. Fangel says he's managed to avoid layoffs by offering only classes he can provide for free. But he says if no additional funds come through, he'll have to shut down in June. Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says that puts departments like his in a bad position.
There's an increased risk if we don't have these training requirements done by all of our officers. If you're involved in a situation and there's potential litigation, that's the first thing they're going to look at, failure to train.
The state requires training at the Illinois Police Academy before departments can hire new officers. Sheriff Asbell says the academy recently charged $12,000 for two deputies to attend, the first time that's happened. Those dollars were not in the budget, and that puts police agencies in a costly bind. The Peoria Police Department recently shelled out $120,000 to send 20 officers. Tim Gleason is Bloomington City Manager and Chair of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board.
The municipality will pay the way for the recruit, their officer, with the intention that they'll be reimbursed once the funding at state level corrects itself.
In many cases, that's already happening. Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says the MTU recently had to cancel a class 9 officers needed for field training certification.
Bringing new hires in, you have to have this. What we had to do is then call the instructor. He's from out of state. Then we brought the instructor here to this agency, and we paid for this class ourselves.
Asbell says the sheriff's office blunted the budget hit by splitting the cost with other police agencies whose officers also needed the training. But Asbell says even that hurts an already strained bottom line.
It's going to be a constant juggling act. We're going to have to, you know, look at the dollars we have to see where the risk is and try to mitigate the risk through which training we'll bring in.
Pending state Senate legislation would shift $5 million from the state's general revenue fund into the pool used to fund police training. That's about the amount ticket revenue has fallen. Peoria State Senators Dave Kaler and Chuck Weaver are co-sponsors. Brian Fangel of the Central Illinois Police Training Center says that's only an emergency measure.
Down the road, what they're going to have to look at is what is the funding stream or mechanism going to be in place to keep these up and running.
The head of the state board regulating police officer training says there is urgency to the issue. That's Bloomington's Tim Gleason.
There's several options, considerations that are in play. It definitely is a high priority now that it's reached this point.
One option is using sales tax revenue from recreational marijuana sales. Sheriff Asbell says that's the easiest path. A portion of those funds already go to law enforcement, though not specifically for police training. The Illinois Department of Revenue reports more than $10 million of sales tax revenue in the first month of legalization alone. Brian Fangel makes his case for finding a fix soon this way.
The normal citizens out there that are looking for law enforcement to be professional, well-trained, and that's the only way we can get the current training and be professional and get the training that we need.
I'm Tim Shelley.